Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Shlach, we hear about the catastrophic mission of the Meraglim to spy on or to look at the land of Eretz Yisrael. And because of their terrible report, the 10 Meraglim died immediately in a plague, and because Bnei Yisrael believed their terrible report, they were punished to die in the wilderness over the next 40 years. And after Hashem tells Moshe of these punishments, the Torah says in Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Ches, V'Yoshua Binun, the Chalev ben Yefune chayu min ha'anashim ahem ha'ochim lasures ha'aretz. And Chalev ben Yefune and Yoshua bin Nun remained alive from among the men who went to tour the land. However, at first glance, this pasuk seems to be superfluous. A few psukim earlier, in Pasuk Lamed, the Torah already said that Bnei Yisrael would die in the wilderness, Ki'im, Kalev ben Yefuneh, Yoshua bin Nun, except for Kalev ben Yefuneh and Yoshua bin Nun. So why would the Torah say this again? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amud Beis, which says that this pasuk is teaching us that not only did Kalev and Yehoshua live, as we heard in Pasuk Lamed, but Pasuk Lamed Ches is coming to teach us how and where did Yehoshua and Kalev live. The Gemara says that they received the portions in Eretz Yisrael of the other 10 Meraglim. That's Rashi. And many other Mefarshim ask this question and offer other beautiful explanations. See, for example, the Orach Chaim and the Ksav Sofer and the Meshech Chachma and the Netziv and others. Another beautiful explanation is given by Rav Shmuel Yaakov Rubinstein, who died in 1964. Rav Shmuel Yaakov Rubinstein was a major Rav in Paris after World War II, and one of the Svarim he wrote is called She'eris Menachem. And in She'eris Menachem, in the second volume on Parshas Shlach, Rav Rubinstein gives the following beautiful explanation. There is another seemingly strange thing in this pasuk that Rav Rubinstein points out. Why does the Torah describe the Meraglim's journey to Eretz Yisrael in the present tense? The Torah says that unlike the other Meraglim, Yoshua and Kalev lived min ha'anashim ha'heim ha'holchim lasures ha'aretz. They lived from the people ha'holchim that are going to tour the land. That are going? Why didn't the Torah say min ha'anashim ha'heim asher halchu lasures ha'aretz? They went to tour Eretz Yisrael. Why does the Torah say ha'holchim? Rav Rubinstein says that when Bnei Yisrael first heard the terrible report of the Meraglim, the Torah tells us of their response. Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Aleph, Vatisa kol ha'eda, Vayitnu es kolam, Vayivku ha'am, Balaila hahu. The whole congregation lifted up their voices and cried that night. And on that pasuk, the Gemara in Maseches Tanis, Daf Chavtes Amud Aleph, quotes Hashem's response to their baseless and to their unjustified crying. Hashem said, Atem bachisem b'chia shel chinam. You cried that night for nothing, for no reason. Va'ani koveya lachem b'chia ledoros. There's no reason for you to cry, but I promise you, says Hashem, I will give you a reason to cry. I will give you a reason for many generations to cry that night. That night was Tisha B'Av. And you and I, at least up until this year, God willing, we've been crying on the night of Tisha B'Av for many, many years, just as Hashem promised. Rav Rubinstein says, we see from this pasuk and from this Gemara that you and I are still suffering from the sin of Bnei Yisrael back in the Midbar. Up until this year, Mitzvah Hashem, the Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt. And we've been suffering, we've been crying on Tisha B'Av because of what the Meraglim did. We've not managed to correct their mistakes. We have a piece of the Meraglim and a piece of Bnei Yisrael in us. And Rav Rubinstein says that is why the Torah wrote our pasuk in the present tense, the Meraglim, ha'anashim ha'heim, the impact of those people is still felt today. They are still holchim lasuras ha'aretz. They're still touring the land, and to some degree we are still listening to them. If we weren't, we'd be celebrating on Tisha B'Av, not mourning. And Rav Rubinstein says that it also explains why the Torah repeats the fact that Kalev ben Yefuneh and Yoshua bin Nun remained alive, even though we knew that already. It's the heroism of Yoshua and Kalev, the bravery of Yoshua and Kalev, the emunah in Hashem of Yoshua and Kalev. That too is still in the present tense as well. In Pasuk Yud, the Torah says that Bnei Yisrael wanted to kill Yoshua and Kalev, but they didn't care. Their willingness to stand up to evil evil speech, evil plans against Hashem and against Eretz Yisrael. That emunah too is still within us today. If the evil speech of the Meraglim is still here today, then certainly, 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 the emunah and the bravery and the holy courage and emunah of Yehoshua and Kalev to follow Hashem and to fight his fight, so to speak, that is all still here today. And we can and we must garner that strength and garner that emunah to turn our galus into geula b'mehera v'yameinu. Have an amazing day, everyone.